Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I've dedicated the last 23 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get started. Are you operating with any degree of high performance habits? Are you conscious about what you do every day to deliver an outcome? Now, you're watching or listening to this today, and I know you want to get somewhere. But let me be honest with you. If your day is very rushed, unplanned, every day looks different, you're not operating with discipline and systems, then it's very unlikely that the outcome is going to happen. Look at the thing that you have achieved the most success with in your life. You've done quite a few things consistently, and then the outcome is a success. Your business, your coaching career is no different. Until you identify some high performance habits and then implement them, you're not going to get to where you want to be. Now, in this video, I'm going to talk you through five high-performance habits that I feel are incredibly important. High performance, doing things consistently to reach an outcome, but doing things with high standards consistently to reach an outcome. So, my first high-performance habit is living according to high values. So many things that you will have come into your life on a day-to-day basis that are not complementary to where you want to get to because you're not aligned with what truly matters to you. Living your life according to your highest values are living your life according to the things that you're most inspired to do, the things that you're most committed to do, the things on a day-to-day basis that you know that you are the most reliable to focus on. High performers know the things that they do, so long as they are aligned with what is the most inspiring to them, are the things that yield the greatest return. If you're unaware of what the things are that you value the highest, you'll always get distracted by things that are of low value to you. I've always said this. It's important to do things in your life that complement where you want to get to rather than complicate. High performers are very, very good at not doing things that complicate where they want to get to. And the reason they are is because they are very, very aware of what they want out of life. They're very, very aware of what they need to do and what they are most inspired to do. There's a very big difference between doing things that you're not inspired to do and doing them very, very badly and doing things that you're inspired to do. You will see high performers, they're very, very good at avoiding things because they know that they don't complement where they want to get to. This aligns very, very nicely with high performance habit number two. Are you good at saying no? Now, when you are operating at the level that is aligned with the things that you value the highest to the things that you value the least, you'll be very, very good at, nope, I've been invited to do that. Nope, don't want to do it. That's not being selfish. It's being incredibly smart. High performers focus on things that they're reliable, inspired, committed, and dedicated to do. But they are very, very good at saying no. So with this second high performance habit, are you good at saying no? And how much further do you think you would be if you look at your week and you say to yourself, if I could repeat last week, if I could remove all the no's or if I could remove all the low value tasks that I did, that I didn't say no to, how many more hours in the week would I have to be able to focus on the things that I value the highest? When you realize that it's 6 or 7 extra hours that you'll have to be able to focus to get ahead, then you realize very, very quickly that many, many weeks that you've been operating are operating at a level that are taking away from where you want to get to. So if you question to yourself, why are some people ahead than me? Why are people, you know, able to make more money, get better clients, work with more clients, achieve better results? Because they stay disciplined on the thing that they value the highest and they say no to the things that they value the least. Two high performance habits. The third one, which I believe isn't talked enough in the field of business, that is your body, your health, and your mind. Set the standards with the people that you coach. Be 10x better than them. Better health, better body, better mind. Invest money in finding the best coaches, the best healers, the best health practitioners. And look after your body as a high-performance machine. You know, I'm 45. I've been in the industry nearly 24 years now. And I sleep well. I rest well. I work hard. My nutrition hard. My supplement hard. I focus on my health, my longevity, my wellness, my well-being. I look in the mirror. I like what I see. There is no one watching this video that can call me out and say, but you're not doing what you say that you do. You haven't walked the walk in these areas. Whenever you are wanting to do well as a coach, you need to speak from a place of authenticity. I've been there. I've done it. I'm doing it. As a high-performance business owner, you're not going to reach peak performance in business. You're not going to reach peak performance in business if your health, which therefore impacts your mind, which therefore impacts your sleep, which therefore impacts your recovery, which therefore impacts your training, is not in a good place. Now, you will operate well, and there are people that are doing very, very well. But how much better could you be? And I know that the measure of me as a business owner, as a husband, as a leader, is 10x better when I'm in the best physical shape, best mental health, and best nutritional wellness. So my question to you from a high-performance standpoint is, are you operating at the highest level that you could possibly be? If you want to get to the next level, take yourself up another 10 to 15%. The next thing, the next habit as a high performer that you need to implement is work blocks. Now, I'm very, very disciplined with my work blocks. 7:30 in the morning till 9:30, 2 hours, disciplined, focused work. 2 o'clock till 6 o'clock, 4 hours, disciplined, hard work. In those two work blocks, I probably get done more in that one day than a lot of people will get done in 2 days. In those two combined 6 hours. Poor performers get up and just trudge through the day. High performers set a block. Right now, we're filming videos for a block. We go in, we get intense work done, we plan, we strategize, we get in, we get out. A lot of people will go in, waste their time, not plan, not strategize, not have a framework of how they're going to do things, not clear of what the outcome is at the end of the 2 hour block, at the 4 hour block. It's not structured. And you go in and then you're like, oh, I wonder what I need to do. I wonder what I need to do. That's not operating as a high performer. Every single one of the points that I've talked through so far are and will completely transform your business and your life. Values, being no, saying no and disciplined, having high standards with your body, your health and mindset, working in blocks, being disciplined to say, I'm going to start at 7:30, I'm going to work till 9:30, and in that short period of time, this is what I'm going to get done. You know there's a start and an end, it's go time. And then you get very, very good at blocking everything out and getting everything into that space. And the final thing, and I see this with high performers, they're very, very clear on the vision. They're very, very clear on where they're going. I mean, this goes hand in hand with aligning your life with your values and aligning yourself to say no frequently. But a vision is a clear destination. You want to make a vision clear. You write it down. This is where I'm going to be in 12 months' time. This is what I will have accomplished in 12 months' time. This is what I've got to do to be able to accomplish that. This is what I've got to not do to accomplish that. This is what I've got to learn to be able to make that actually happen. This is who I've got to meet to make this happen. This is the action that I've got to do to make this happen. There needs to be an intentional drive towards a vision. Most people say, yep, my vision in life is to be more successful. Give me some detail. How much money? What's the house look like? How many coaches are you going to have working for you? How many clients are you going to have? What level of education are you going to have had by this point? It needs to be very, very disciplined. It needs to be very, very structured. It needs to be clearly written out. If it's not, you're winging your way through life. If it's not, then you're guessing. And you're guessing what needs to happen. Remember, with a vision and it's all written down, you can work back from it and go, what needs to change? What do I need to know? And who do I need to learn it from in order to be able to get me from where I am today to where I want to be? Therefore, you can have what we call a very intentional day. My day is so focused on where we're going that there is very, very clear guidance to me because there is that destination, because I've worked back from it. I know what I need to get done today. I know what I need to get done tomorrow. This video that I'm recording right now is a part of the master plan and the vision to the future. So it gets done. It gets put in. It gets put in. The vision is your opportunity to look at the thing that you've created, work back from it, and have yourself a very intentional framework to get from A to B. If it's not, you're going to start comparing to everybody else, drifting off, getting a little bit lost in your journey. And you're not going to end up where you want to be because for 3 or 4 months, you'll veer off towards what somebody else is doing. For 3 or 4 months, you'll veer off trying something else. If you're clear where you're going, you have a roadmap to get there, and you hold yourself accountable to doing it because the vision is crystal clear, you will get there and you'll operate at the highest level to be able to get there because, as I've said here, your vision will be aligned, your values will be aligned, you'll be saying no to people, you'll be progressing in mind, body, and spirit, and you'll be working in such dedicated blocks. There is absolutely no reason why you would fail. None. My advice to you is to take one of these at a time. Operate with high values. Learn to say no. Operate with high standards with your body, your brain, and your business. Work in work blocks. And work according to an inspiring, deeply inspiring, written down vision. Now, if you're watching this on YouTube, please click like and click subscribe. Help more people find the channel. Get notified when I release another video. If you're listening to this on iTunes, thank you. And make sure, please, share the podcast. Let other people know that it's here. Help more fitness professionals achieve a fulfilling and successful career. For now, take care.